Lynn Buckley from the QCWA Green Wattles Burpengary is joining 101.5 this morning to chat with us about the upcoming Scent Sale. Lynn is the past president of the organisation and has also served as treasurer. Today she's here in her role as a member to tell us about this scent auction. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning, Rosemary. Good morning, listeners.
Now, Lynn, Green Wattles' last scent auction was incredibly successful and it was a lot of fun. What information can you share with us today?
It's going to be, we've been running the scent auctions for 2 years now, so it's going to follow the same sort of format. This year, it's on the 19th of April, starting at 1 p.m, doors open at 11, and we're going to be supporting our local organisations in the Burpengary Deception Bay area, because there's so many that need support. So we're going to share the profits from the scent auction around a number of organisations.
Tell us about the prizes and what fun can be going on at this scent auction.
People have been so generous, businesses and individuals, in donating prizes to us. So we have, I think we've got up to about 121 prizes in the general section, and I think we're up to about 20 in the special section, and that part is the prizes are valued over $50. So and we've got raffles and we've got lucky door prizes, so there's something for everybody.
Now, Lynn, you did say that the wonderful thing about what QCWA Green Wattles auction does is benefits other organisations in need, and the most important reason is that's what you got it on. So we need people to get this into their calendar to have lots of fun at the same time and take a group. You know, the more the merrier. I'm sure it's going to be wonderful. What groups are going to be enjoying this windfall from the money that you've raised at the auction?
Well those decisions will be made after the scent auction. Okay. When we do the figures and know how much we can give away. In the past, we've given to the Riding for the Disabled, the Deception Bay Neighbourhood Centre, and the Rural Fire Brigade. So we will consider those organisations again, but it depends on how much money we have to give away.
Fair enough. Sounds pretty good to me. Now, Lynn, share those details with our listeners again, because we need them to have pen and paper ready to get this information onto their calendars so they don't miss out. So tell us where it's happening, what time it's happening.
Yes, come and join the fun. So it's a Sunday afternoon, on Sunday the 19th of April, at the Burpengary Community Hall in Station Road, Burpengary. The games start at 1 p.m, but the doors open about 11:30. Mm-hmm. So your ticket, $10 entry, includes a free sheet of tickets plus afternoon tea, and there'll be extra tickets available for sale. Okay. We're also including special tickets for the special draw. So you've got more opportunities to put your tickets into for the special draws, which is a great thing, because usually you only get one ticket at the end of on the one sheet. So mm-hmm. you've got the opportunity to buy more special draw tickets.
Sounds good.
And of course, then we have raffles and lucky door prizes, mm-hmm. and afternoon tea that's provided by our members. Oh. And all bookings are through Try Booking. We ask people, if people just walk in, we may not be able to give them a seat. Okay. So please book through Try Booking.
All right. Well, I'm glad you said that, Lynn. Yes.
Yes. We and the bookings open the 19th February, which I think is today.
It is today. Yes, it is. How good is that?
Time goes so fast.
You're on 101.5 and you've been listening to Lynn Buckley from the QCWA Green Wattles Burpengary, and we've been chatting about a fun-filled monster scent auction that's coming up on the 19th of April. And as Lynn just said, you got to book, because it fills up pretty fast and the booking's open today on Try Booking. Now, you can listen to this interview again if you'd like to do that. Pop on to the 1015fm.com.au and click on podcast. Lynn, lovely to talk to you again, and all the best for your 19th of April scent auction.
Thank you, Rosemary, and thank you for the support from 101.5.